Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time to play your favorite game, Fact or Fiction. Lance Meadows, our contestant today, and our first statement, Lance, and this is an easy one. I don't know who made these questions.
Well, we'll determine that.
Wow. Doug Martin will lead all running backs and rushing yards, of course, the Bucs really only use one running back. The Giants have been splitting their carries between four.
Well, and that's part of the reason, John, why I'm going fact here, because you're right. Doug Martin is the workhorse for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They have Charlie Sims, but he doesn't get a lot of carries each and every contest. And look at it this way. Andre Williams is the only Giants running back to lead the rushing attack, whether it be the Giants or an opponent in any game this season. That happened back in week two against the Atlanta Falcons. Since then, it's always been the opposition. I think the numbers go right in the direction of Tampa Bay here.
Well, I'm going to put the pressure on you. He's a third bonus factor fiction. I'm going to ask more after this.
Wow.
Yes. Which team will have more rushing yards? The Giants will have more rushing yards than the Bucs, fact or fiction?
Well, I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so I'm going to say fact in terms of that, though it wasn't worded great, I should mention, in terms of the rules of this game. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are fourth in rushing yards per contest with over 130 yards per game. I think they've been the most consistent team on the ground compared to the Giants, so I think they'll get more yards.
Always something to complain about that, Lance.
I have to.
The Giants will have a higher red zone efficiency than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Lance, fact or fiction?
I'm going to go fact here, John, and you would think that I may go fiction because the Giants have struggled, but Tampa Bay has the worst red zone defense in the NFL at 68%, and I think the Giants are going to have more red zone opportunities than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, given the fact that the Giants have been prone to giving up a lot of big plays outside of the red zone, which have ended with touchdowns. So the Giants have a great opportunity here to punch it in on multiple occasions.
And of course, these two questions are linked because usually the team that runs the ball well will have a lot of success in the red zone. Lance, we appreciate the time.
You got it.
For Lance Meadow, I'm John Schmelk. That's your fact or fiction.